Hi, I'm Reed Keating, and this is Free Enterprise in 3 minutes. In this 230th episode, we're going to address Caitlin Clark's salary for playing in the WNBA. Clark, of course, shattered college records playing basketball as an Iowa Hawkeye. She then was the top draft pick in the WNBA, landing with the Indiana Fever. Her four-year salary with the Fever is going to be $338,000, or on average, roughly $84,500 per season. Various people are upset because Clark's salary isn't on par with what men in the NBA earn. It also must be noted, however, that Clark reportedly has landed a deal with Nike worth more than $20 million. That's pretty sweet. Good for her. As for the WNBA salary, we've dealt with sports salaries before on this podcast, for example, noting in episode 33 why Mike Trout gets paid more than a school teacher. So, a few quick points to again help us understand. People need to put aside their feelings and deal with the economic realities of the marketplace. Compensation is about productivity and demand relative to supply, with various factors coming into play. If a person possesses highly specialized skills like Clark does, this will lead to higher pay. This clearly works in Clark's favor. At the same time, though, there is the demand side of the equation. These specialized skills must be in demand. Quite simply, whatever might be the reasons, the WNBA isn't nearly as popular with consumers or fans as, for example, the NBA is. Indeed, the WNBA draws a fraction of fans and seats versus the NBA, and an even tinier fraction of viewership via television. That, in turn, means fewer dollars in terms of television deals, advertising dollars, and so on. There's no mistaking that pro sports athletes share substantially in the revenues that their respective sports leagues earn. If the revenue isn't there, that will be reflected in player salaries. Of course, if Clark drives a surge in popularity for the WNBA, then the dollars will come, and Clark and other WNBA players will experience commensurately higher compensation. In the end, it's about consumer preferences. Thanks for listening. If you appreciate this podcast, please consider getting my weekly Economist books. There are three now. They're available at Amazon.com and at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. Like and follow us on Facebook at Free Enterprise Economics and on X at Free Enterprise 7. And please subscribe to the Free Enterprise in 3 Minutes podcast. Hey, take care and think more like an economist.